This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Denny, can you describe ethical awareness?
Sometimes we act without regard for others. That's definitely ethically unaware. So when we purposefully act in beneficial regard for others, that is ethical awareness.
You know that I volunteered at a homeless organization. Well, last week I was asked a question by one of the clients, and this question humbled me. Here's the story. The organization publishes a weekly newspaper. Homeless persons serve as the paper's vendors. They make a small profit on each paper sold, and for many of them, it's their sole source of earned income.
So, what did he ask?
Well, this one vendor was no longer homeless and no longer needed this income. He'd gotten another job and moved into his own apartment, a success story. But he really enjoys selling the paper, and he asked if he should continue selling it.
But he's no longer homeless.
Well, that's the point. Technically, he's still permitted to sell the paper even though he's no longer homeless, but he is interested in holding himself to a different standard.
I can imagine some of his concerns. For every paper he sells, perhaps another vendor with a greater financial need is denied that customer.
Well, that's why I'm asking you about ethical awareness. I mean, this guy isn't required to consider his decision's effects upon others, but he chooses to consider them.
What he strives to do is not just the ethical minimum, but rather something approaching the ethical ideal. If he were to act in an ethically ideal way, he'd give up selling. It's hard to think of someone who has so little sacrificing for others, but it sounds as though this is what your used-to-be homeless vendor has in mind.
Share a moment of ethical awareness with us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities.